to all of our listeners. This is Anthony, and I'm here with Julie, and we're interviewing Mary Ann and Patrick Kentz, a couple that were so blessed to have their wedding vows renewed at Cana when Father Scott celebrated Mass with us at the wedding church in Cana. And we were able to witness the renewal of your vows. How did you feel at the Mass and at being in Cana and being able to renew your vows, and a little bit of history about your marriage?
Well, okay, let me start because I'm going to set it up for Pat. We are a little bit, almost newlyweds. We are in our 60s, but we've only been married for 13 months because each of us lost our spouses a couple years ago. And so the deaths of our spouses are still a little fresh in our minds. So at the wedding, at the Mass at the wedding church, then we were two people out of 16. There were 8 couples that renewed their vows, and we were able to go through the Mass of the renewal of these vows. And so it was Father Scott would say the vows. They were a little different than those of our wedding, but of course they were the same type of vow, and we were doing the repeat after him. And so I'm going to ask Pat to talk about the feelings, because I was watching him as we were going through the vows, and I think that his feelings were really precious.
Now, before the ceremony, we kidded around that we were going to be triple blessed, one for a married couple, two for newlyweds, and the Mass also included prayers for those who had lost a spouse. And so I kidded around on that, and it really didn't hit me until we started to say the vows, and then all of a sudden it hit me very hard about the true meaning of until death do us part, because I'd gone through that, and then staying with a new wife until death do us part. And so it was, as you can see, very, very emotional at that time. Very, very beautiful. And Father Scott had a nice sermon with us, and they gave us a rose, and the Archbishop gave us a holy card, which is very precious to both of us now. So it was, didn't think it would be very emotional, but wow, it was. And I think the other couples who were there felt the same way.
Yeah, it was an incredible blessing for us. All 8 of the couples talked about the meaning of it. One couple was celebrating their 50th. Another couple was celebrating their 40th. Pat and I were each married a long time. He had 36 years with Laura, and I had 29 with my Ray. And so for me, watching him react to in sickness and in health, and knowing that he had nursed Laura so faithfully, was particularly poignant. And then, of course, we both know the meaning of till death do us part. So as Catholics, to be able to go through this experience at this point in our lives was just such a special blessing.
Well, thank you both for sharing such a special and beautiful moment. And I'm so glad that we were able to witness that. You know, with all marriages, we have our witnesses as well. So, and myself, I'm to be married in May to my fiance. Thank you. Thank you. So, I can see the love that you have for each other. And I hope for all engaged couples that they get a share in that love and that commitment for life. And thank you both for sharing your story with us. And congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you.
And to all of our listeners out there as well that are newlyweds or going to be married or that are engaged or that are currently married, to celebrate life and love and marriage together is truly a blessing. So we thank you and have a wonderful night or day wherever this may catch you. And please listen to our blog for tomorrow's wonderful events.